Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah, giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join me on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and some of my co-hosts who have joined me on tonight to listen to the powerful prayer that God is going to give us in love. On tonight is a special night. As I was preparing to come onto the air to share a prayer with you and to get into the presence of God, God gave me a revelation and says that we need to continuously play the song, I Love the Lord, which was sung by the late Miss Whitney Houston. Also, I heard Miss Yolanda Adams singing that song before the ministry started, and the Lord spoke into my spirit that I need to play those songs because we love the Lord, and it explains. It's a soul-steering song that explains that the Lord heard her cry. And although we don't know what the heavenly language is that transmits to the earthly realms, we do know that there is a connection between God and his people. And so I have to be obedient unto God, and I have to play this song as the Lord puts it into this prayer. And the first part of the song, the first instrumental, will go with the prayer that I'm going to pray. And God says that if the music runs out, continuously play the song, I Love the Lord. Then after we hear that particular song, I Love the Lord, then we are going to, after we pray, then we're going to hear the song, and she's going to sing, I Love the Lord. And then the Lord is going to give an encouraging word from that. And then afterwards, we're going to hear Sister Yolanda Adams, and she's going to sing, I Love the Lord. And this was actually a tribute to the late Miss Whitney Houston. And so we want to, the Lord has put this on my spirit, so we want to continuously love God no matter what. And the Lord posed a question to me today, and I'm trying to remember it. And the Lord says, if he was to stop blessing us now, will we still love him? What is your reason, in other words, for loving God? Do we just love God when he blesses us with blessings? Or do we love God in spite of? And God says we must love him in the storms and we must love him in the sunshine. Why is that? He says, because you never know when God is going to turn your storm into the sun. And you never know when God's going to turn your sun into a storm. And you have to be ready, and you have to be prepared. So therefore, we're going to go into the presence of God, but you know, I always like to read a scripture or a psalm, and I'm going to read, of course, Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy, holy, holy word. Before we get into the presence of God, we are going to listen to this particular song. It's an instrumental by Miss Whitney Houston, the late Miss Whitney Houston, and this is the instrumental, and we're going to pray with this particular song. Then, as I said before, for those of you who are just joining me, after we do that, we're going to hear her sing the song, because Whitney's spirit is still here, and she is still looking down, and not only her, but there's something about the realm of heaven that translates upon the earth. And you have to understand that there's always a message or a transmittal sent from heaven down to earth. And God has a, when people say you must stay connected to someone who's connected to God, I believe in that. And I believe that there is power in prayer. And I believe that death is not eternal. I believe that life still exists in heaven. Amen. And there's heartbeats in heaven, as God is showing. There are heartbeats in heaven. And just because people are not here with us in the present does not mean that they are sleeping in heaven. Amen. God says there is still life in heaven. Amen. Praise God. I want you now to get into the presence of God. I want you to forget about every burden that easily besets you. I want you to forget about the bad news you heard today. I want you to remember the good news. God says think on the good things. I want you to think about how God is going to bless you. I want you to think about if God was to stop blessing us right now, would we still love him? Because his favor, grace, and mercy still abides within us. I want you to begin to think about God, and I want you to begin to think about the Spirit of God. And God says that he is likened to our heart. He says if our heart stops, he says then it messes up our whole body and we become unconscious beings. And God says we must continue to love God. We must continue to cherish who God is. And he says in spite of the storms that you're going through, he says in spite of what has happened, what has transpired, good or bad, he says you still must put God in the center. He says before you make any decision, whether it's for yourself or a person, he says you must pray unto him for the right direction. When you begin to pray unto God, it disperses the devil and it does not cause confusion. God says confusion comes from his absence. God says when he is absent, he says there comes confusion. And he shows me real quick Adam and Eve, and we're going to get into prayer, but God is speaking right now. We're going to get into prayer. He shows me Adam and Eve. He says because of his absence, he says Adam and Eve sinned. He says there is chaos in your life. There's unhappiness in your life. You can't get a breakthrough because he is absent. He says it's like a student. I have kids listening to me. I have teachers listening to me. He says when the students are absent, he said they miss the instruction. When students are not trained properly, they get into trouble because there is an absence of discipline. He says there is an absence of people or people who love you. He says there is an absence. So when you're experiencing chaos, he says, absence. He says if you walk into the house of the Lord and you feel like there is chaos, he says it's because God is absent. So before you make any decisions, before you do anything, God says that he must be present. Some people have to usher in the Lord because the Lord says he's not going to dwell in a bunch of mess. Amen. So somebody who has a connection, and that's what we talked about. I said there's a transmittal. God says somebody who has a connection unto him, someone who's anointed, who knows God and who knows how to do things decent and in order, must take over and pray before any decisions are made. He says that you will continue to have chaos in your life. He says for those of you who are married, you'll continue to have marital problems. He says because he is absent, you have to usher in the Holy Spirit, and we're going to usher in the Holy Spirit tonight. Whatever it is you're going through, closed doors, things you thought you should have received but you didn't, God says that's fine because some things aren't meant for you to have. Amen. He says there is an absence when you feel like giving up, when you feel depressed, when you feel alone, he says it's because he's absent. And so through this prayer, we're going to model how to usher in God. Many people say, I know how to call on the name of Jesus. All you have to say is Jesus. I believe Sister Shirley Caesar taught us best. She said, Jesus. But when you call on the name Jesus, you're going to have to mean it. You can't just call on the name of Jesus and expect Jesus to come through osmosis. He says you must be connected and have a relationship with him. That's like calling somebody, giving a cold call, and you have no idea who it is. You're going to have to get to know that person before you expect that person to respond. Now, some people can go up to anyone and say anything because they are a people person. and they know how to do it, but they have a lot of training. But God says when you are dealing with decisions and dealing with other people who may or may not know who God is, you have to find someone who is connected so that they can usher God in. And God is not going to be a creator, or he's not going to dwell in an unclean temple. And so I want you to think about that as I get ready to turn off the lights and we get ready to get into the presence of God. I want you to get your hands ready to put on your chest. And God says, you know, if you don't have any hands, he says, just think about whatever you have to utilize. He says, make a connection. Make a connection. If you have two legs, he says, cross them and make a connection. That's how close he is. Amen. He says, if you are blind and you're listening to this ministry, praise God, bless you. He says, if you're blind, he says, you can still use your hands to feel the presence of God. Amen. You can put your hand on your chest. I want everyone to put your hand on your chest right now in the name of Jesus, and I want you to relax. Some of you, bless your heart, your hearts are beating fast. My heart is beating fast because I'm happy. I'm excited because God is here. I'm excited because I heard from God tonight. I'm excited because God says everything's going to be all right. I'm excited because God says I have your breakthrough. I'm excited because God says that I am going to exalt you in the name of Jesus. I'm excited because God says I'm going to take you some places. I'm excited because God says I'm going to give you some people. I'm excited because I get to spread the word of God. I'm excited. Put your hand on your chest. If you're filled with anxiety, depression, if you are worried, if you are angry, keep your hand on your chest. Don't take it off. My hands are cold. If you are angry, if you're ready to throw in a towel, keep your hands on your chest. God is getting ready to say something. Keep your hands on your chest. Don't give up and don't give in. This is not your end. You're going to have to keep moving, as I said before. You're going to see some things as you travel this life's journey. You're going to lose some people. You're going to gain some people. But I want you to keep your hand on your chest. God says he's near. He says that's one constant in your life. The Lord will never change. Keep your hand on your chest. He says no matter what you've done, if you've messed up, if you're angry with someone, if you haven't forgiven someone and it's been 10, 12, 13 years, you still have time. Put your hand on your chest. Keep your hand on your chest. Life, a lot of people say life is too short, but life is not too short. Life is just what we make it. And some people, as I said before, live a fast life, and some are more of a distant runner. Keep your hand on your chest. I want you to begin to thank God for today. Thank God for whatever has happened. And people say, bad things have happened. Thank him anyway because you made it through. You're here. You're here. But the doors was closed, but you are still here. There are some doors that are still open. Some people are dwelling on the doors that were closed. Well, honey, you're able to walk through some open doors. Amen. If you're listening to this ministry, it's not by chance. It's not by luck. You were supposed to be here. The Lord put on my spirit that we need to listen to the song by Sister Whitney Houston, I Love the Lord. The Lord wants us to love him and love him only. He says there is no one before him. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega and the beginning and the end, the first and the last. If you're going through the storms, if there are things that are going wrong, God says include him. But it must be by someone who's connected to him, who can get a prayer through. Pray unto God. Bless God. And we're getting ready to go unto God. We're getting ready to pray unto God. And as I said before, we're going to listen to the instrumental first by Sister Whitney Houston. And I'm going to have to get it up here. We're going to have to listen to the instrumental by Sister Whitney Houston, I Love the Lord. Then after that, we're going to listen. And the reason why I'm repeating this is because the Lord is saying that this is very bold. He says this is a very bold statement because it's real. And although people are in heaven, their spirits are still transmitted within the earth. Amen? And so we want to honor God, and we want to acknowledge what the Lord has requested. And I know that the Lord requested this at about 3 minutes before the ministry began. And we're going to honor God for that. And we're going to bless God, and we're going to pray to God with this, I love the Lord. Play it again if we're still praying. Then we're going to listen to I Love the Lord by Sister Whitney Houston, then Sister Yolanda Adams. Then we're going to conclude, and I'm going to give you the announcements. And then after the announcements, I'm going to bid you good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Put your hand on your chest. We're getting ready to be into the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. And you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we were able to make it all day long, Lord. And you're keeping us up until this very present moment. Lord, I want to pause and first of all thank you, Lord, for assembling us here together, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the new connections. I thank you for the old connections. And I thank you for the connections that are coming, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We bless each person who is in bereavement, who have lost something or someone, Lord. And we ask that you dispatch your angels right now, Lord, and help them to know that with you, all things will be okay, Lord. As we continue to run this journey or this race, Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us to be cognizant of time and chance, and would you help us to give it all, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for family, Lord, and we ask, would you continuously bless our families with health, Lord, and strength, Lord, and blessings, Lord, and favor and grace, because we love you, Lord. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that as this year reaches its midpoint, that you help us to continue to run the race, even if we're tired, Lord, even if our destiny is elsewhere. We ask that you bless us to continue to run, Lord, with favor and grace. We thank you for the open doors that you're showing. We bless you, God, for the no's, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord, that you continue to help us to love you, Lord. And we ask, would you bless us to cherish who you are, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless each college student as they return, or those who are just starting, Lord. We ask, would you wrap your arms around them and help them to know that you are near, Lord. We ask, would you bless us to hasten to the throne and to serve the kingdom of God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you bless each new project or new venture that we set out to do, Lord. Everything that we touch, we ask, Heavenly Father, would it prosper and be successful, Lord. We ask that you bless the youth of this nation, Lord. Would you bless their parents and their grandparents, their aunties and their uncles, and would you bless their cousins and everyone else, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we praise your holy name, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus ministry and the host, and not only this particular ministry, but other ministries as well, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us to be the people you would have us to be, Lord. And we ask that this ministry today be something that is acceptable within your sight, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you consecrate our hearts and our minds and help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. Then, Jesus, we just ask, would you help us and bless us and give us the desires of our heart according to the will, and help us to run even harder so that we can spread the message of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything you've done, the things that you're going to do, Lord, and the things that you have already done, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to keep us, Lord, and would you continue to bless us and help us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we do love you and we cherish you, Heavenly Father. We know that you're El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the lives lived, and we thank you for the legacies that have gone on, Lord. We ask, would you just help us to continue to run, even if we're tired, Lord. Help us to be successful runners, and help us to run with favor, grace, and mercy. Help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to be in the presence of you. Help us to continue to love who you are. And if there are any situations, Lord, that this life journey take us on, Heavenly Father, that you would want us to go on, that makes us feel like you're not there. Help us to put our hand on our chest, Lord, to know that you are near, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the promise of being with us, Lord, wherever we may go to spread your message, whatever platforms we stand on, Heavenly Father, whatever words come out of our mouth, Lord, we thank you for letting us know that you are this close in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you open up deaf and ears where we can hear your voice? Would you open up eyes where we can see your glory, Heavenly Father? Would you bless our legs where we will walk into the will of God? Would you bless our hands to be of service and our heart to be filled with love, Heavenly Father? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done, Lord. We just ask, would you take us to that place, that higher place, and help us to stand on the mountaintop, and not only to stand there, Lord, but to seek your face, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we bless you, and we ask that if we can help anybody, Lord, as we're elevated, would you help us, Lord, to extend our hand to help, Lord. If there's anything we can do, Lord, to magnify who you are, Lord, we ask, would you bless us to do that, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for those who are in the hospitals, those who are in the children's hospitals, those who are feeling sick, those who are feeling down, those who are depressed. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you lift up bowed down heads, Lord? Would you cool scorching fevers, Lord? Would you bless the internal organs, Heavenly Father? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the healing power, Lord. We thank you for your blood, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the covering, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. And we ask for those right now in the name of Jesus who are shedding tears because they're going through hard times and storms, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you hold back the zigzag lightning, Lord, and would you put some sunshine in their lives and help them to know that you are near. Help them to put their hands on their chest to know that you are that near, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless the children who are listening right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Would you bless their lives as they become older, Heavenly Father, to know that they need you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for blessing those who are seeking your face, those who are seeking churches, Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you bless us to be the church? Would you bless our hearts to be the church and our minds to be the thoughts that of the good things that you're able to do, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord Jesus, and we ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father. Would you continue to help us to be role models, Lord? Would you continue to help us to give your glory and honor, Heavenly Father? And if there's anyone who is up for an award, to receive an award, we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless them to use it for the service of the people and to help them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you crown this head from the top to the bottom, Lord. Would you bless these hands, everything that it touches, to be successful, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of the yeses, Lord. We thank you for the doors that we see open, and we praise you, Lord, for those that are closed, Heavenly Father. We bless your name, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you bless those prayers that are not heard, but those prayers between you and thee, Lord. And we bless your holy name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And that was Sister Whitney Houston, I Love the Lord instrumental. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand and realize that we serve a true and living God. We serve a good God. Somebody said, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Next, we're going to listen to the late Sister Whitney Houston, and she's going to sing I Love the Lord. And I want you to really think about this song, I Love the Lord. And I want you to listen to the words, because the Lord is going to share something with you. There's something about the spiritual soul of heaven that transcends to the earth, and the earth responds to that signal from heaven, and that is when those people are raptured. And in the song, if you notice, Sister Whitney Houston says, he heard my cry. There's no parent on earth who wants their child to suffer. There's no person on earth who wants to see people suffering. And so when the Lord hears your cry, there is a victory. I talked about the victory, and I'm going to write an article. I talked about the victory. There is a victory that's won when the Lord hears your cry. because when God hears your cry, he responds. I want you to really listen to this song. And I'm going to write down some key words that the Lord has given. And I didn't know that I was going to do this, but the Lord showed me. I'm going to write down some key words, and the Lord is going to give me a revelation. The Lord is going to give me a revelation of what signal, amen, what signal of the Holy Spirit, of what signal God is conveying to the people right now about life and about living and how heaven responds to those of us who are on earth. We talk about eternal sleep. It's only eternal sleep from earth. But in heaven, God says that everything will have breath. Amen? Because in heaven, you know that we only sing in heaven. There's no preaching. And God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. He says, in heaven, there's nothing but singing going on. So we're going to listen to this song, and I'm going to write down some words that the Lord give me. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a revelation that the Lord has given me. Then we're going to hear from Sister Yolanda Adams, a tribute, I Love the Lord, to Sister Whitney Houston. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Thank you so much for listening. Sing it, sing it, sing it.
Yeah.
That was I Love the Lord by the late Whitney Houston. And that was the lyric, I love the Lord. And how many of you know that you love the Lord? And so we're going to look at a few words that was in this particular song, I Love the Lord by the late Sister Whitney Houston. And the first of all, the Lord showed me I love the Lord is a confession. And we should not deny who God is. And we knew that the late Sister Whitney Houston loved the Lord. He heard my cry. And as I said before the songs even played, there is those who are in the realm of heaven. There is a transmittal from heaven to earth. And the soul is raptured. And the soul is alive and well. And I just believe that every parent has a vision for their child. And there is no parent on earth or in heaven who wants to see anything happen to their child or see that their child or children suffer. And I just believe that the Lord heard her cry and the Lord pitied her groans, that her child was in need of a touch. And because the world could not give the touch that was needed, she says, as long as I live, as long as my child live, and when troubles rise, a lot of people think about life's troubles, but we're talking about life and death, things that happen. She says, when troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. And so when she's speaking about hastening to his throne, she's talking about running. She's talking about life's journey. She's talking about making it to see Jesus. And I just believe that's what she wanted for her child. She wanted her child to be raptured so that she could be in the arms of God. Because when the world is unable to give the touch that only the Lord can give, then the most ideal thing is for God to give a touch. Because when it is finished down here, God is the only one who can deliver us from our troubles on earth. And she said, yes, I'll run. And I told you on yesterday about we have some long-distance runners and we have some sprinters. And the will of God, if you look at Sister Whitney's life and Sister Bobby's life, you understand that what they had, and we're not dwelling on material things, but what they had, some people do not accumulate in their lifetime, and they have a long lifespan. And so before we become judgmental about their journey or about their run, if they were a long distance or if there was a sprinter, we have to look at the accomplishments that they made. Some of us are still trying to make accomplishments. And the longevity of one's life is only within the will of God. And so she says, I'm going to run. And she says, see, I can run. And I bet when she was on earth, she could run because she looked like she was in shape. She looked like she could run. But we're talking about life's journey. She says, I'm going to run. She knew that she had a journey. She knew that her daughter had a journey. See, I can run. And when the finish line is there, you know that she was on her journey. She says, when there is nowhere else to go, she will go to the throne. Which literally transfers to when this life is over, she is going to go to the throne of God. And so when we talk about I love the Lord, that was a deep confession that she had. And I just believe, and I'm going to title my article, He Heard My Cry. Because within that article, I'm going to talk about the victories of these two ladies. And sometimes we look for huge victories, but we need to look for the small things. And when God hears your cry and he allows you to finish your race, that is a huge accomplishment. And so I really want you to listen now to Sister Yolanda Adams as she sings this same song. And then I'm going to say something if the Lord gives me something to say. And then I'm going to give you announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night. And you can check out some of the different interviews, some of the different shows on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in. And I thank you and welcome each and every one of you who have just tuned in. Thank you so much for listening. This is Sister Yolanda Adams. I love the Lord, and this is actually a tribute to the late Sister Whitney Houston live at the 43rd NAACP Image Awards. This is Sister Yolanda Adams. She has a radio show, and she is from Texas. Amen. From Texas. Okay. So here we go. This is Sister Yolanda Adams.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Yolanda Adams.
And
So that was Sister Yolanda Adams. I love the Lord with a tribute to the late Sister Whitney Houston, and this was at the 43rd NAACP Image Awards. And I tell you what, I feel so wonderful. This has been a very powerful, powerful prayer session. And so I want you to just invite a friend or share this link with someone, because this was very powerful, powerful, powerful. And thank you so much for tuning in, and just understand and know that some of us are sprinters, some of us are long-distance runners. But either way, and in any situation, I want you to understand that you must run, and you must do your very best when you run, because we have a chance, amen, of seeing our Lord and Savior's face, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please continue to encourage and uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone, event planners, speakers, please, please, please connect with me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you check out A Spiritual Guide on the Go. That is at Amazon.com. If you go to Amazon.com, you will see A Spiritual Guide on the Go. Be sure to check that out by Dr. Alfreda Love. That will also be a book exhibit in Houston, Texas, and that will be in late October. So please be sure to check out that Spiritual Guide on the Go. And it's great for when you're working out or when you're on your lunch break. So please be sure to read it and enjoy. In addition to that, if you have to make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members, and pray for yourself and those you know and those you do not know. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And please pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to stay encouraged, that you continue to be uplifted, because we serve a true and living God. Remember that every delay is not a deny, and remember that God is always on your side, and he knows what's best for you. So when God says yes, then go for it. But if God says no, thank God and keep moving. Amen. We continue to pray for those who have lost loved ones or something or someone. We continue to pray for just everyone, this whole nation. We pray for just our leaders, we pray for our pastors and our churches, we pray for our students, we pray for our schools and institutions, our organizations, our radio ministries, our gospel artists. We just pray for each and every person. You know, we want to make sure that we continue to pray, and pray. Before I introduce you to my guest for tomorrow, I want you to feast your eyes on alfreda.hubpages.com. That is ALFREDA dot hubpages, HUBPAGES dot com. So you will have ALFREDA dot hubpages dot com. I want to thank the communities, and I want to thank those of you who are in state and out of state and out of the country and in the country. I want to thank you so much for reading these particular articles. If you can see, my business partner and I, Evangelist Green, we write many articles. I've written some before, but we write many articles, and we want you to read them, and we want you to, you can comment, you can give input. We love comments and inputs, and we love to respond to people. So if you look at, I want to go through a few of these articles. Send in the Clowns, and Elephant is in the Room. This is about business, and this is about, it's a workshop that basically says that in order to have a successful business, you must understand the elephants in your business, because elephants are huge, as this elephant is in the picture. Elephants are huge. And many people want to focus on the elephant instead of focus on the environment. When you focus on the environment, you take the tension off the elephant, and you're able to basically shape the elephant into the environment. Because if you try to shape the environment into the elephant, then you're going to have a huge disaster, because you're going to have to work around the elephant. But if you change the environment, if you shape the environment, where the elephant has to acclimate itself into that environment, then you will have a smoother business and people will like your brand and your quality. So please read that particular article. Sending the clowns and elephant is in the room, business savvy. Stop the chaos in classrooms. This is one of our workshops. This has to do with the relationship between teacher and leader and student performance, and it has to do with classroom management. It has to do with being able to handle your class, being able to control the thermostat within your class. We had the opportunity to go to Texas Tech and present on the title, My Class is Not Responding. This is an interactive workshop which teaches how to basically have a relationship, in other words, with your students. And this is all the way from pre-K all the way up to college, okay? Move Something. I'm on a health initiative kick. Be sure to read the Move Something article. There are a lot of myths about physical education, so be sure to read that article. Then, of course, we have Character Matters. We have different gospel artists here. We have International Program Radio, Free Our Sons. This has to do with the number of individuals who are killed in the street. We have Music, The Blues Is All Right, presidential nominees. We have family articles such as Love Your Mother Every Day. Of course, we have gospel artists again with Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. We have presidential candidates again. We have things about history and injustice. Of course, your host here, Dr. Alfreda Love, if you want to know a little bit more about me, there's that article right there. God's Plan, of course, we love the Clark Sisters. They're very nice people in person and on stage. Fear May Be a Factor by Sister Loretta Lynch. Be sure to read about her. She's doing a lot of things within her city. Catch That Star, this is about schools. We're going to have information about schools. We're going to have things about legends in history, such as Dr. Martin Luther King and Sister Elder Bernice King. And, we have the man's. We're going to have different things about television again, No Child Left Behind, some revisions. We are going to have articles about things that need to happen within different schools, things that will really help out teachers, things that will help out students, things that will help out the community. Fear of the Unknown, we talk about research, and we talk about how students are you know, what's happening to students and youth within the streets. So please be sure to check out this hub page. As you know, many individuals usually catch this hub page on my personal blog, but you can also catch it here at alfreda.hubpages.com. Be sure to check it out. You will learn some great information. We are updating our website, alfredaloveshow.com. If you look at this particular website, you will find many different things that we're doing, so be sure to check out this website. And as I said before, we're missing a couple of links. We had to go back over some of our information, and we had to update some things. So we're still updating a few things on here, and we will have everything ready and prepared as far as the whole website being ready, okay? As I said before, just make sure that you just continue to love yourself. Make sure you continue to pray for everyone. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Before I go, I would like to introduce my guest for tomorrow, God's will. I'm going to have Mr. Keith Douglas. He was born in Chicago, Illinois. He's actually a celebrity. He moved to Los Angeles. He's a minister. He's like a manager for the RKD Music and Entertainment. He's been there for 15 years managing, advising, and giving aid. He has a book out. He's responsible for the music on the movie This Christmas with Chris Brown and all those individuals. He was co-producer of the film Jada in 2009. I mean, he's just been with so many celebrities, and he works with celebrities, and he was nominated for a 2007 BET Gospel Album of the Year. And so he has taken out his busy schedule to come on the Love, Live, Jesus Ministry, so we want to welcome him. I'm going to have things on my website tonight. He will be on at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So be sure that you catch Mr. Keith Douglas. This will be recorded. And so be sure that you catch him, because we're looking forward to speaking about his new book that he has out. And so I want to make sure that you do not miss this particular ministry. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Praise Jesus.